Chapter 50. Ron was nervous as he walked to school. It was the day after Labor Day, and it was hot. Ron wondered why the weather always seemed to get hotter after school started. There would be those sometimes cool and rainy days of August, and then he'd go back to school and splat, the summer would seem to come back with a vengeance. His blazer was gray wool and had the emblem of the school on its breast pocket. His slacks were black, and his tie felt tight. After one block, he was sweating. His books had been expensive, and they were heavy. He thought it was probably a mistake to try to cram them all into his book bag on the first day, but he wanted to make a good impression. Although Jersey Catholic was one of the newest parochial schools in Newark, it was the largest. There were 2,000 students enrolled, and all of them were males. Students came from as far away as Cedar Grove and Verona to attend. Their bus ride was an hour long. Ron had a three-block walk. The school was housed in a huge building on Broadway that used to belong to an insurance company. Now it was run by the Christian Brothers. It was 10 stories high and covered an entire city block. The sight of it intimidated Ron. It made him feel small and weak. What was even more intimidating was the throng of young men who were gathered on the side steps waiting for the doors to be opened. They were packed in and were all wearing the same blazers. Ron tried to tell himself that he was one of them, but it was a hard sell. The way that the building was organized allowed for a floor for each of the students. Students were assigned a classroom, and that's where they stayed. The teachers came to them. It had the unintended effect of making it difficult to know very many of the students outside of the ones that were in your class. Freshmen were assigned to the fifth floor. There were 25 freshman classes, and each had 35 students. Ron looked at his schedule. Algebra was his first class, then French, then Latin, then history, religion, and English, and physical education. Students were not allowed out of their rooms between classes. They were only allowed to visit their lockers before and after lunch. They were not permitted to use the elevators. The room was hot, and Ron tried to forget about the heat. Brother O'Shea was a short, blonde man with a reddish tinge to his skin. Ron wondered if he was sunburned. He rocked back and forth on his heels as he spoke to the class. "Take off your jackets, men." There was a wave of relief and activity as the guys removed their blazers and draped them over the backs of their desks. "After class, make sure that you put them back on. It is the prerogative of each teacher to allow or not allow you this privilege." He rocked back and forth on his heels. "My rules are simple. One chapter a week and a quiz each Friday. The only times that we will not have a quiz on Friday is when you will be having a unit test. Your test will be returned on Monday. Then we will begin the cycle again." Ron thought that it seemed simple enough, but algebra intimidated him. He'd never been great with numbers, hadn't really liked fractions, and when Richie had tried to explain the concept of equations to him, his mind just went blank and wandered. "Let's begin," said Brother O'Shea. "Take out your books." Now Ron was happy that he'd carried the heavy bag to school. He looked around. Not everyone had their books, and the kids that didn't had this kind of frozen look on their faces, and their bodies seemed to have gone a little rigid. O'Shea looked around, and then he smiled. "Not all of you prepared. What did you boys think we were going to do today? Did you think we were going to play a game of let's get to know each other? We aren't here to get to know each other. We're here to know algebra. You men without books, put your jackets back on." Ron heard a groan from the back of him. He turned to see a slender kid with red hair in back of him, putting his jacket back on. "Bookless boys, stand up," said O'Shea. Move into the aisle and take a step either forwards or backwards, and stand next to one of your classmates who did know enough to come prepared. You can follow along. O'Shea ran his hands underneath the broad waistband that cinched his brown habit. A quick review on the multiplication and division of fractions, he said. Ron looked down. That was chapter one. His mind said, how do you review something that you never really learned the first time? Maybe we'd get lucky this time. O'Shea spoke quickly, but not loudly. He had the habit of sometimes speaking to the chalkboard instead of to the classroom, and this made him both difficult to hear and to understand. Ron did understand a lot of it. Maybe he would be okay. What O'Shea basically did for the rest of the class was to say exactly what was in the book, using the exact words from the book, and writing the same examples that were in the book on the chalkboard. He finished talking just before the bell rang. Then he quickly packed up and left. They were alone. The guys looked around and grinned at each other. Somebody said, let's get our jackets on. 2 minutes later, Brother Alvin appeared at the doorway. Bonjour, he said. The class silenced. He was a very tall man and carried just his French book in his hands. Bonjour is the French form of greeting. Loosely translated, it means hello. It is expected that when someone says bonjour, that you respond in kind. He paused dramatically. Bonjour. There was a smattering of mumbled responses. He walked to the teacher's desk in front of the room and slammed the textbook down onto it. The sound was like an explosion of a gunshot, and the boys jumped. They sat up straighter. Bonjour, he said loudly. Bonjour, said the frightened students. Brother Alvin did not mention their jackets, and the temperature had risen. The students were sweating. The class seemed to go on forever. When it ended and Brother Alvin left, the students took off their blazers and fanned themselves with their books. Ron barely tolerated Latin. There would be declensions and conjugations. His mind screamed, what the fuck for? Brother Dalbin was wiry. He had grit in his voice. He expected cooperation. The lack of it would result in punishment. Ron's mind ached. What was the message? He was one of the animals on the farm. He'd been penned and instructed. His mind howled. It was time for lunch.